BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi there, podcast fans, and hi there, fans of Union J that might be downloading this podcast for the first time. You should do it every day, it's good. It's free, it's called the Scott Mills Daily. On it, we discuss whether having boxer shorts thrown at you at a gig is a good thing or not. Also, some Dear Scott, your emails from the Posh Radio 4 lady, and find out what made JJ from Union J do this.
Now, hang on. Move the camera. No, wait. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
And good afternoon.
BBC Radio 1.
I only play that because I know that you met some farmers at the weekend again. What is it about you and farmers, Chris?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, but why?
Well, it's like a whole new society of people that I've never met before, and it's amazing. I'm loving it.
There are a lot of young farmers.
I didn't realise quite how many. But yeah, I met a load on Saturday night. I was DJing the young farmers' gig in Shropshire. It was all about the farm.
Can I ask? I think I've played that one before.
Yeah.
You know where you were playing? Was it a shed?
It was like a massive shed.
And did it smell of...
No. I didn't. Well, I wouldn't have noticed because there was loads of people in there.
No, but there's a definite smell of... Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was in the air. I won't lie.
My goodness. Just cleaning that up. It's definitely in the same one.
But it was, I'll tell you what, great night.
Yeah. Did they flick beer on you?
No, they didn't at this one, which makes me think it's not the done thing. Someone did throw some boxes at me, though, and I'm still trying to figure out if that was a good or a bad thing.
Oh, no. What, bloke's boxes?
Bloke's boxes, yeah. Because it's not like... I kind of get the Tom Jones thing with the knickers. Not that I'm comparing...
myself to Tom Jones.
No, but I'm saying... But when a bloke... throws a pair of boxes at you.
I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Is that the same idea?
I think if... Maybe if he throws his boxes to a female on the stage, then I think that's fine. But I don't... I'm not sure. If any farmers know, but, then let me know. Is that a sign of affection?
But has he taken them off there and thrown them? Or has he brought them with him? Either way, it's weird.
It kind of is. I'd like to say all the lovely people... that I met in Aberdeen were fantastic on Friday night.
And how was that?
Really good. Scotland knows how to party. Today, it's all going to be fine because we've got Union J at 1:45. They're going to be here. You can watch their lovely faces on the Radio 1 website as well. Got something a little bit special lined up for Union J. A surprise, if you like. That's at 1:45. I've got a new big thing, which is going to be on before 1:30. Also, Alt J, Porter Robinson, and now Mallory Knox.
Scott Mills.
Anita's been on. She's a young farmer. She likes the idea that you see young farmers as a different species of human being.
No, I don't.
It wasn't a bit like that.
No, it wasn't at all.
I've never encountered this species before.
No, what I'm saying is it wasn't like it was a club that was normally there. What they did is they put on this one night.
In a shed.
And you all went there if you were a young farmer. Now, I think this is an amazing thing. Yeah. They're all grouped by the farm.
That's right. The farmers brought them together.
Yeah.
Oh, boxers are good, says Meg in Shropshire.
Really?
And someone called Will, who says they were his. Next time you're getting lime green ones in your
Don't
face.
Don't throw boxers at me.
That is Jesse J and Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Yeah.
And Dizzy Rascal and Wild. First single from a new album, which is out later this year.
It's a wicked song, isn't it?
It's really good.
And I've got to be honest, I can't confess to being like the biggest Jesse J fan.
Same. But I think that is a great track.
Yeah.
Really good. And she's not too...
I think that's why I like it. It's just her singing like well without all those little tricks that she does.
Got a great voice, but sometimes... Oof.
I think it's too much sometimes.
Only Alsatians can hear it.
Then why am I saying that?
No, thanks for that. Okay, so we've got Union J coming in at 1:45. Number 3 on the old charts yesterday with Jamila Jamil. And we've got something a bit special for them, which I'm going to reveal at 1:40. It did involve me doing a bit of shopping over the weekend in various places. So that's going to be good.
You're so proud of what you do.
I just like it when I put a bit of input into the show,
yeah,
you know?
But this input and this one seems particularly... in fact, I don't want to give anything away about it, but even I'm uncomfortable about this one.
Not that I don't normally put input into the show, but I like buying things for the show for entertainment purposes. As I was in the shop and also somewhere else, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be great on Monday.
Mm.
You know? So Union J at 1:45. Actually, yeah, put the webcams on about 1:40 this afternoon. So if you want to watch them, maybe you're on study leave. There's loads of people on study leave at the moment. Yay, like Rob in Manchester. It's good study leave because It's that kind of grey area of you could study if you wanted to at home, but also you can just sit around in your pants listening to Radio 1.
The choice is yours. You can study or leave it.
You can study or just leave it. So study leave, yay, there's loads of people doing it today. Brass for the study leave. So if you are doing study leave or you're just around to watch, get it on your phone, get it on your computer at 1:40. It'll be Uni and Jay live. Something a bit fun for them. And now some Farm from Alt J. This is Scott Mills. Alice in Surrey says, oh no, I've got to do geography GCSE, my exam's tomorrow, but I can't not watch Uni and Jay. Look, it's fine to just have a little study break.
Yeah, I say leave it now, study after.
After Uni and Jay. Right, we're going to turn the cameras on in a second. bbc.co.uk/radio1, you'll be able to watch the boys, they're in live, and also you'll be able to get it on your phone as well. Radio 1 website, that's where you head to, bbc.co.uk/radio1. We'll turn the cameras on during the next song, which is Magnetic Eyes. And then we're going to play a little game with Uni and Jay today. That's right, it's the return of Truth or Dare.
This is going to be so good.
So we played this with Little Mix last time. We'd like to do it with the newer bands, just to get to know one member of them in particular a little bit more. So
I love that.
It's going to be Truth or Dare. What will happen is our randomiser-a-tron will pick one of the people at random, one of the band. Will it be George, Josh, Jamie, or
Jake?
No, JJ.
JJ.
That's it. It will be one of them. But who will it be? Okay, that one's not as good.
I know, I like it.
That one's not as good. That's not as good. So next. Awful. Let's go back to the original. So next. Truth or Dare with Uni and Jay, but who's it going to pick? It will land on someone at random, and then we'll find out a lot more about them. Will they take the truth or accept a dare? So there'll be three stories. There'll be stories from other people that we know about, but they don't want to be shared on Radio
There's 1. A lot of research. And it's not just mundane, a lot of research. Yeah. Like, we've got access to
things
people around them.
They will not want on Radio 1 at all.
And then we've got some amazing dares.
Yeah, so it's coming next. You'll want to watch this, you really will. Have a little study break or a work break and watch it on the Radio 1 website. It's next!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, and here's Uni and Jay. Hi.
Hello!
Oh, I like how you do that in unison. You've done that a few times before.
We haven't you?
Now, last time I saw some of you, Josh was in a very bad way.
I was.
Let's talk about that. So it was the morning that Grimmy was doing his show for Comic Relief.
It was.
And you had to do a cinnamon challenge with you and Little Mix.
Yep.
And Josh didn't react well.
No, it was a bad day.
There's a point where I needed to go to the loo, and I was like, who's that bloke with his head down the toilet and the door open? That'll be Josh then.
That was me.
It was like hurting your nose.
It's awful. And then I had to do the Scott Mills on Wheels thing, didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Thank God you didn't have to kiss me, because that would have
been awful. That would have
been disastrous.
The worst day of your life.
You'd have had the problem as well, the cinnamon problem.
Because I got Vanessa Feltz.
There you go.
There it is. So how are you boys? All right?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, really
I very much enjoyed you on Sunday brunch yesterday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
First thing in the morning. And did you think a year ago when you were on X Factor, you'd be on Sunday brunch making a pie?
No.
No.
It was like, I'm like rubbish at cooking, so I'm really happy they didn't like pick me to cook, because that's like my worst nightmare.
Me and JJ are shocking at cooking, and we had to cook a tuna pie.
When I went on there, they don't let me do anything, because the first time I went on there, they were like, can you chop these onions? And I was rubbish at it.
Yeah.
So a few weeks ago when I went on, they were like, right, you just stand there and talk about Eurovision. Nothing, had no cooking at all.
Yeah, and you did that wrong as well, do you remember?
What do you mean?
Well, you got all the countries wrong.
Oh, yeah.
they asked him to put a flag in, like, Sweden on a map.
I put it in, like, Holland.
Africa. Yeah,
it
didn't have Yeah.
That's all right, not too far apart.
Well, yeah, exactly. And also, who was brandishing the knife? I saw that at one point.
That was JJ.
I was holding the blade for some reason. I don't know why.
JJ had a knife and I had the baked in.
That was really difficult to do. I found it really difficult. We had to cut around the pastry, around the edge of the... I was just holding it by the blade. I don't know why I was holding it by the blade.
You'd have thought he was holding it like a huge kind of axe.
I know.
It really was. It was that
brandishing a knife.
I missed that part. Where was I?
Alex Ross.
And I just want to sleep at the table.
Because it was very early. Now, you know when you've been in a relationship with somebody for a year, things can start annoying you about that person.
Yeah.
Now, It's been a year or so now. I mean, there must be some cracks showing or things that just annoy you a lot about your fellow bandmates. No. And here's the time that you can share it with me.
No. We are like four, I always say it, but we are like four brothers. We bicker, but then like two years later, we make up.
What
like,
do you bicker about?
Stupid
things. Stupid stuff.
I think it's weird though. We've actually got closer in the last few weeks. I think we're getting closer as time's going on.
Oh. Yeah.
It's really odd. Like during X Factor, obviously we were really, really close, but there were other people. You know, there was James Arthur. There were loads of other contestants that we'd spend our time with. But now it's solely us four.
We've got a choice. We've got to get on.
Yeah,
there's no one else to talk to. So
I think that was the good thing about the X Factor is that's kind of make or break for you because you're spending 24/7 with the boys. You know what I mean? Mm. So that's kind of if we would get on, if we wouldn't. And we do. So.
That's really weird because on the webcam in front of me, it's like a 30-second like delay or something.
Yeah.
And Josh is moving his hands and talking while JJ's talking in my ear. That's really weird.
It's a bit weird. Are the cameras on? Right. Definitely the cameras are on. Are you watching on the website, JJ?
No, I'm watching.
Yeah, I think you are. It's a little bit of a delay. Anyway, wave to the cameras because you're on. There's cameras everywhere
Hello.
In here. BBC.co.uk/radio1. You can watch Uni and Jay now on your mobile phone or on your computer. Now, Chris is quite interested in joining a boy band and what it's like, aren't you?
Well, you're saying I've missed the boat.
Oh, you
which
really
is a
have.
Bit rubbish. But I'm just wondering how this can work if you need a fifth member at
how
all.
How old are you, Chris?
26.
Yeah.
So you're only older than JJ.
You're older than me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not too old?
No.
Well, that's quite good.
Not at all.
But then I worried, like...
He wants to know what it's like. Like, what's the good bits and what's the really bad
what
bits?
What genuinely is the best thing about being in a boy band?
Singing in front of thousands of people. We did the Girl Guides gig the other day. Yeah, it was the first time we've actually sang Carry You in front of, like, a massive audience.
Yeah.
It was in, where was it, LG Arena?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone was jumping. It was incredible. So that feeling that you get when you're singing your own song and everyone's singing it back to you, nothing beats it.
No, I suppose one of the perks as well is that, if you're ever down, if one of us is ever down, we've got... three other people to kind of pick us back up and kind of,
you know, hence why our song's called Carry You.
Carry You,
no? Yeah.
Well, I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'll join.
Are there any bad bits?
The hair. You would have to put product in your hair. Yeah. That gets
every
annoying.
Day.
That does get annoying.
Yeah. Every time really that I really miss getting up and looking like rubbish.
Do you know what?
Go to the shop and attract
because it's true. I see you on a lot of things and you're always super styled.
Thank you.
It's our stylist and hair team. They're great.
Yeah. It's not us. Like, literally, it's not us.
Have you got to that stage of fame yet? Like, where I heard the story about Adele, where her makeup and stylist person lets themselves in because they've got a key and then does her makeup in her sleep.
No. That is incredible.
Really? No. Should I tell you who did do that? Right, and this isn't like trying to dob a minute, but James, towards the end of X Factor, was so tired that he'd like sort of lay down, and then Debbie, our makeup artist, would come in and actually do it. It's not because he'd asked, but he was doing so much at the end of the competition. They just used to like do all the contestants' makeup while they were like sleeping.
Saying that as well, this morning, our stylist was getting all Jamie's clothes while you were in bed still.
Yeah, well,
me JJ, we're running around trying to get ready in time. It's like we've got an hour till we're going, and Jamie's still in sleep.
Yeah. So you would have to wake up early and you would have to have a stylist going, that's not good enough, have a shave.
Up in the morning, look at them and be like, God, I look good this morning. Like,
I know, imagine if you were Adele and you woke up and you were like, Oscar's ready. That hair, makeup,
hair that she has.
Perfect, I know. Yeah. Right, what we're going to do is play Carry You Now, which is out now, number 3, really good.
So good.
And then in a second, one of you is going to face something quite special.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be good, nothing to worry about. Jamie just found the Harry Styles mask.
I did.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. That's cool. Fit me out there because like we're two, like, I'm obviously a lot more, I know it's a bit of paper, but I'm a lot browner than Harry at the minute.
You are, definitely are
and
a
I look
lot
like
browner.
I've like taken off all my makeup and like left my arms brown, so yeah. Quite a little bit.
I'm enjoying the Harry Styles mask. Whose is it? Do you know?
It's mine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, weirdly, but I left it right at the back. I don't know how you managed to find it.
Can I ask why you've, why?
Yeah, it's... Don't worry.
Okay.
Well, that's just nice to wake up and be Harry Styles for the day,
right? Yeah, why not?
You get treated better.
Okay, so Ian and Jay are here, and now it's time to play a little game.
Yes.
And the game is... Truth or Dare.
Woo! Sounds good.
It is good. Mm. This is how it works. Okay, so it's Uni and Jay, Truth or Dare on Radio 1. One of you is about to face some fun but tough choices. Let's find out who, as we pick someone entirely at random and turn on the Union J...
It's going to be me, isn't it?
Randomizer-a-tron. Yes.
Josh. JJ.
Who's it going to be?
Jamie. George, Josh, JJ, Jamie, George, JJ, Josh, Jamie, George, Jamie, George, JJ, Josh, JJ, JJ, JJ.
No! It appears to be JJ.
Let's go, I'm ready for this.
Are you ready?
For this, yeah.
Okay, so we've been doing a bit of digging, JJ.
Yeah.
And we have found some really good stories about you. Stories that you might not want everyone to know. Especially a lot of people listening to Radio 1 right now. There's a few million, it's fine. But it's okay, because if you don't want the story to be told, you can do one of our dares instead. So there's always a time to cop out of it if you don't want to hear the story.
Okay, right.
Okay, you ready for round one of Truth or Dare?
I'm ready.
With JJ from Union J. Okay. So round one, spoken. Are you scared?
I'm really nervous. Yeah, for some reason.
I'm just worried
what's going to come out.
Yeah, I've got to warn you. When I played this game, it ended up with me being sick.
Yeah,
really?
But that won't happen this time.
No, that's not good. You'll always have a choice, and it ended up with Little Mix going out with stuff drawn all over their face.
There's nothing to worry about. Admittedly, when you do start to play this game, you do worry about what stories are going to be there. But remember, there's always the dare option.
Okay, yeah. That's cool.
Okay, so here's the first person who's got a story about you. You can watch this now live on the Radio 1 website. I suggest that you do. Okay, so let's hear who this person is.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I'm a member of the Boy Band Union J.
Do you know that person?
Yeah, it's Jamie.
He's sat next to you. Okay, let's hear what he's got to say.
If you choose truth, then I'm going to tell everyone about that incident in the tanning salon.
Okay, so you know who that is. Recognise that name.
I think it was.
Don't give it away, anyone. But do you think you know what that's about, JJ?
Truth.
Don't say it. Do you want to do truth?
Yeah.
You don't want to do the dare.
Do the dare.
Well, yeah, hang on a second.
Like, that's, yeah.
Let's see.
Do the dare, go on.
Yeah, go on, I'll do the dare then.
Let's see what happens. No, hang on, you don't know what the dare is yet, though. So, if you go for truth, we hear what happened in the tanning salon. Let's find out what happens if you choose dare.
You'll be getting your leg waxed by Radio 1's resident beautician, Chris Stark.
Here he is.
Woo! Me? So you can choose.
Just a leg. Yeah. Just a leg. Or is the story not that bad and you want to sell it?
The story isn't that bad to do that. I know what the story is.
So you're definitely choosing truth over the wax.
Yeah, I am. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be too painful.
Pray silence, please. As Jamie tells the truth on this story.
So JJ went into my boyfriend's hair salon where they've got a sunbed, and he decided, oh, I'm going to go on for a long time, put loads of tanning oil on me. About 3 minutes afterwards, JJ put on tingle cream and left it on, and then 3 minutes afterwards, run out of the sunbed, like, in just his boxes, panicking, run to the basins and the hairdressers, chucking cold water all over himself, went into a bit of anaphylactic shock, so I had to sit down one of the basins. All the hairdressers and staff had to, like, pat him down in, like, chamomile lotion and Sudafed, and he had to drive back with no clothes on to the flat.
Yeah, I realised it was kind of, like, it was the chilli one, wasn't it? It made you go red raw, so, it was horrible.
He, like, proper panicked. And
then you have to be naked in the car home.
Yeah, and I had to go. Yeah, I had to drive home naked. Oh, yes. So it wasn't
you drove home naked?
Yeah, well, I had my boxers on.
And that is it?
Yeah.
And did
they were wet and see-through?
They were wet
okay,
see-through.
That wasn't that bad.
That's okay for the first one.
That's not too bad.
It's the right story, but it's not worth getting your
No, I think that's going to be a little bit too painful.
Okay, we're going to play another song, and then we'll come back to Truth or Dare, just to eke it out a bit more. It's all good. BBC Radio 1. Waxing is happening in the studio with Union J.
That's disgusting.
What happened, please?
Only half of Jamie's arm hair came off.
Okay, you're doing it to yourself.
Now you're doing it to yourself. That's really keen.
He actually likes it.
Yeah. Go on. Oh!
What? Look at it!
That's insane.
Feels so nice after.
Mm.
It looks kind of weird, though, you know?
So smooth.
That's quite like that.
Disgusting.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah? You're going to do your whole arm?
Maybe.
It's good.
It makes your thigh look
nice.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fake hairs were locked in.
Anyway. Right, so let's move on to part two. Let's remember why we're here. Of Truth or Dare with JJ off of Union J.
Woo!
All right. So the first one, not too bad, is it?
No.
The first one wasn't too bad.
Okay, cool.
I think they're going to get worse, though, so...
Well...
I'm getting more nervous.
Okay, so... Let's go for the next one. Here's another person who's got a story about you. Here they are.
Hi, I'm George, and I'm a member of boy band Union J.
This is a bit harsh, them all doing this to you, isn't it?
Have you did it as well, George?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anyone that hasn't done it.
If you choose to tell the truth, then I'm going to tell everyone about what you do before you go to bed, and you know exactly what I'm on about.
Oh, a little smile there from JJ. So obviously he knows what's going on. Look at his face.
This is going to be a dare then.
Oh, okay.
Already.
So you
hang on.
You don't want the Radio 1 listeners to know about what you do just before you go to bed?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, do you want to hear the dare? Let's do the dare anyway.
Let's do it anyway.
You'll be eating a heaped spoonful of these mystery fish products.
Oh, I hate fish!
Now, some fish that I bought in today. It's just a selection of fishes, all available from supermarket, so it's not going to hurt you at all.
It looks like...
That's great. Okay,
have you got a bucket? Have you got literally got a bucket?
No, we can arrange
We
that.
Can source a bucket. You're right, Jamie.
Yeah.
No, not
this is gone.
Jamie doesn't like. Can't be near the fish. Okay.
He's being serious.
He's not
going
to get. This is him.
It's fine.
He's 2 meters away, and this is the noise.
Okay. It smells like baby food.
Hold your nose. Can I feed it to you?
Yes, George.
No, George.
Oh. No. I'll be nice.
It's George, actually rank.
Oh, Jamie's just busy waxing himself behind.
Oh my God!
Jamie, hold your nose, mate.
Okay, just hold your nose. It's fine. Can we get the camera on JJ, please?
Okay,
camera
I can see some sort of like.
Not that big.
Okay, heaps. Was it not heaps?
It was heaps, George. Yes, it was.
Okay. Do you want me to tell everyone what you do before you go to bed or not?
Have to be exact spoon.
You've got 3 seconds, otherwise we're going to tell the public what you do. 3, 2, 1.
Now hang on. Move the camera. No, wait.
What the,
stop making that noise, please.
Okay. That is. It does
come on,
stink.
JJ. Come on, JJ.
Okay.
Keep it down.
He's fine.
He's done.
Yes, well done. And now we never find out.
He doesn't have to do anything before he gets to bed. I was just joking.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now we'll tell you at the end.
Are you okay?
Okay. You alright? You're right.
Can we remove the fish?
Can we remove the fish?
Oh!
It does reek.
What is it?
Do you know what? It's actually fine. It's just a bit of sardine paste and some cockles. That's all it is.
But you're a woman.
Mixed together.
What
did
it taste
like?
Food.
Was it? Well, fishy baby fish food.
What baby food did your mum give you?
Yeah.
What are cockles?
Okay.
I can still smell it.
Yeah.
Oh!
You'll smell that for the rest of the day. Okay, so I hope you're watching this on the Radio 1 website. It's happening right now. That was the dare for JJ, and he took the mystery fish, so well done. Are you ready? Well, I've got one more. Here is another person who wants to share a story about you on Truth or Dare. Okay.
No.
Hi, I'm Josh, and I'm a member of the boy band Union J.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Do you know who that is?
Look at
his face.
Oh no.
Now remember,
I think it could be.
There's always the dare option.
Hang on.
No, you can't.
Well, let's just wait. Let's just wait and hear what Josh has got to say.
If you choose the truth, then I'll tell everyone about the fan in Cardiff.
No!
So,
you can't do that to me.
That's always.
I got forced to say it.
There's always a dare option.
You're gonna have to do it,
mate. It's gonna have to be the dare. I don't even. Yeah. It's
please tell me the dare's amazing.
The dare.
As long as it's not eating.
No, it's not necessary. Okay. Well, here it is. Here's the dare.
You'll be eating whipped cream off the chest of your fellow bandmate George.
Oh. I'm not getting my chest out. I have nothing to do with this.
And it's all fine because, no, look, so we've got the cream here. So when Little Mix were last in, they ended up having to eat Maltesers out of my belly button as a dare. And so this felt like the right thing to do. There's always the option.
Of?
Well, it's truth or dare, isn't it?
JJ, truth or dare?
No, it's gonna have to be the dare. I'll do the dare. I'll do the dare. I can't believe that, Josh.
The story definitely isn't happening.
No, 100% not.
So who's gonna? I mean,
not my chest.
No, not George.
Not my chest.
Anyone else?
Do we have any volunteers?
Can we do it off of yours?
Off of Chris's chest.
Chris,
we
do it off of Chris's chest.
Yeah.
Because that's even worse because he doesn't know you. Or off your armpit.
I'd rather not.
Off your belly button. What about you, Scott?
Are none of you going to do this?
No. You can eat
it's not hard there, is it?
Yeah, I know.
Off my armpit.
Maybe they find
armpit.
It weird that they're eating off of another bandmate. So, off you go.
Yes, come on.
Come on, Chris.
Right, this is really... sorry, Chris, this is really awkward.
No, it's fine. It's part of the Truth or Dare on Radio 1.
I have some,
squares of cream.
But does it have to be just, like, sucked off?
Sorry?
Like, licked off, or, like...
Sorry?
Licked off is the way, yes.
Is everything
all
right?
Licked off?
Yeah.
Okay. Off his
this
chest?
This is happening. Happening now, live on Radio 1.
So are we doing this?
Is it off his armpit or chest?
I think chest. Chest was originally was the plan.
Maybe if I wear the mask.
Why don't you lie down? Lie down.
They won't know who I am.
Lie down.
That's easier. On here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Hang on. Let's move the keyboard.
None of you boys.
BBC.co.uk/Radio1. If you want to watch this, this is happening now on the Radio 1.
Yeah. This is just got like really raw.
It's a bit weird.
It certainly has gone a bit after 9 PM, hasn't it?
That's what I do.
Okay, Chris. Chris is wearing a Harry Styles mask. Does that make it better for you? Okay. And George, administer the cream.
Oh, no, no, not off his belly button, not off his belly button.
No, I think so.
No, it's off his belly button.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, not off his belly button.
George, put it wherever you want.
Okay.
Can we go.
Nice bit of squirty cream. There we are.
Get off.
Yeah, a bit more. He's drawing a face on you.
No, I do this bit.
All of it.
And okay, JJ, you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1.
Come on,
one.
All of it.
Go. Go.
I gotta get a picture of this.
No.
Go on, all of it.
This is
more. More. No. Come on, more, or we'll hear the story.
God.
George is taking pictures on his phone. Go on, just a little bit more. Think about it. It's better than the fish. Better than the fish.
Not for me.
Lick it! No, it's not right.
Everyone had enough?
Yeah, they've had enough.
Do you need a
cloth? Yeah. And that was Union J, Truth or Dare. I think that was great. Are you alright, JJ?
Yeah.
Do you smell of fish and cream?
And belly button.
And belly button. Boys, listen, it's always up for a laugh, so thank you very much for coming in today. That was a lot of fun. Why do you feel weird, George?
I've just never watched JJ lick cream off of someone's
That was quite raunchy, to be honest, wasn't it?
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely after 9 PM.
All right. Well, enjoy the... Jamie's just spooning the squirty cream into his... It's all gone wrong. Okay, thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that was a lot of chaos, wasn't it? I need to lie down.
I feel weird.
Do you feel weird?
Yep, really weird.
Yeah. So, if you missed that, the video of Union J, we will put on the radio on YouTube for you later because it was just absolute chaos. But I think we enjoyed it. I think they definitely did.
How did I end up getting involved? I knew this would happen. I knew something like this would happen.
George was like, well, I'm not getting my chest out. Okay, break glass for emergency Chris again. Sorry about that. He even drew a smiley face on you. You've not did seen he? It, obviously, because you were wearing a Harry Shirt's Styles ruined. Mask at the time. Okay, let's play Two Doors cover of Treasure, the Bruno Mars track from the Live Lounge. It's good, this. Have a listen.
Give me your attention, baby.
Now, do we do the her when it's not Bruno Mars?
Just thinking, I think we should.
Even if it's Live Lounge?
Because I was just thinking the way it started, it was...
Okay.
Her! Give me your attention, baby.
Two Door Cinema Club doing Treasure by Bruno Mars. I would not have expected them to pick that one from the Live Lounge. All of that's online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I'm going to play another Bruno Mars track now, because I want you to watch Dan and Phil's video. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube, and it's all of the Radio 1 Big Weekend artists, DJs, and, yes, even some staff singing along to Bruno Mars' Locked Out of Heaven. It's a funny video. Jamila is kind of grinding against me while I look disinterested.
I think
not
the
that,
only,
of course, wouldn't happen in real life. I'm only doing it for the video.
I think the only thing I have to offer for the video is a small amount of In Between Us dance with Connor Maynard.
Yes, that's on. Also, various people going around in buggies like Dan and Phil, Greg James. There's a lot of Hugh Stevens providing the "huh" in the song.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm mouthing the bit that goes, "whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, yeah, yeah." And look at her grind.
Yeah, I've just seen that bit. And look, it's like you're trying to ignore her.
Yeah, I am. So that's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. It's quite a good video. Really nice kind of little artists and DJs getting together, having a bit of a laugh. Have a look. One of those videos that you just have to watch again and again just to see who you can spot. I've only just seen Matt Edmondson.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like every time you watch it, there's someone different.
Mm.
Go to the Radio 1 YouTube and see the Locks Out of Heaven video from around the site at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Derry, Londonderry. Hey, we've got some Dear Scots coming up soon. The posh Radio 4 lady, she's been off for a while, but we got some of your emails that you've been sending in after 2:30 and a bit of real or no real later on as well. Hi, Lizzie in Ipswich, who is revising for her economics exam and might start going insane soon. That should have cheered you up a bit. Vaccines and teenage icon. Also, Allard in Cumbria revising for A-level physics. Hiya. And Anisha getting ready for Swansea summer ball tonight. A lot of summer balls happening. Nice. Get a bit dressed up. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like it that I just had to hand over my mint to JJ off of Union J because he's worried about his breath. Mind you, he probably does smell of fish and cream right now.
Also, should we be...
Hi, girls.
Should we be concerned about my arm, which is... I know this all got lost amongst the madness, but it's now gone spotted red.
Well, what's happened to it? Was it reaction to the someone eating cream
off
you?
One of them waxed me.
Oh, let me see that. It's just a minor rash. Just a small irritation.
I don't know if it was the same for them.
Don't be trying to sue us.
Well, I'm just saying.
Don't be saying there's a blame, there's a claim.
That truth or dare escalated.
It did a bit. It was a chaos. Like, it's one of those things where I don't really know what happened. It's all a bit of a blur. I'd have to listen to it back, I think. Thank you to Union J for coming in and playing Truth or Dare today. Feel a bit bad for JJ. At least he's got minty fresh breath.
He's got
breath.
Some mints now.
It's all fine. Now I'm about to play Mariah Carey.
Is that an admin error?
I'm just looking. Hang on. No, definitely Mariah Carey.
It's definitely her.
I know. It's from her 14th album, and it features Miguel Pujol, the one that did the leg drop the
leg
other
drop.
Day.
Yeah.
Do you think he's... he's tried the old scissor kick on Mariah, do you think?
I hope not.
BBC Radio 1. That is Mariah Carey and Miguel and the new track, Beautiful, on BBC Radio 1. Do you like it?
I did. It's weird hearing her voice.
I know what you mean, because her voice is so distinctive, but you wouldn't normally hear it on Radio 1 unless it was approaching December.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah.
Mariah, of course, needs no introduction, but if you don't know who Miguel is...
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
He's teamed up with the king of Majorcan lardy cake.
that should be his tag, shouldn't it?
And now it's time for Dear Scott. It's been a while, but the posh Radio 4 lady is reading out what you're saying on email this week.
Dear Scott, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, the PR4L no. And the rest of the team.
One that doesn't speak, sadly, is no longer with us. He's not dead. He's just left.
I've recently discovered the pronunciation to the world's most baffling word. I'm curious to find out how the PR4L will pronounce it.
Okay. Shoot.
The word I'm talking about is GIF, off of GIF Pictures.
Oh, yes, the GIF, or the GIF, as we sometimes call them.
GIF.
So, you know what a GIF is, or a GIF, or however you say
it. I'm sure some people don't.
Okay, go.
It's like, well, I don't fully know. It's like a moving picture, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll do.
But it's... like,
very small.
See a lot on Twitter.
A lot.
Tumblr.
Yeah, so that's a GIF. Do we call it a GIF, don't we?
Yeah, we call it a GIF, just to give it a bit more foreign.
Well, not only that, just so it covers both bases.
The pronunciation is actually GIF, which is confirmed by GIF creator Steve Willite. Thought you'd find it interesting somewhat. Love you, bye. Dominic, off of Warwickshire, 26.5x.
So yes, the GIF is a graphics format that you would find on Tumblr and Twitter. A lot of people use them. But the correct pronunciation is, in fact, GIF.
Hi, Scott and Chris. I'm a GCSE media student in Cornwall and am currently doing a magazine project. I've chosen to do a music / radio magazine, as my dream is to be on Radio 1.
Oh.
One of my features is In the Life of a DJ, and I was wondering if you could do one for me. I know it's cheeky to ask and not likely, but I thought I might as well try. Ha ha.
Okay. All right, Shannon. I quite like this, that we're doing this on air, but we'll help. No worries.
It's just a kind of list of what you do on the average day. It would be a massive help. Lots of love from Shannon in Cornwall, otherwise known as one of your biggest fans. Lots of X's.
Okay, Shannon. So she wants to know the life of me, Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills. So, I'd get up. And
around 11.
No, don't start this. Have some breakfast, and then maybe I will. What would I do after that? Maybe do a spot of cleaning around the house.
Quick chat with agent.
That sometimes happens.
Apply fake tan.
Pardon?
Check Twitter.
I check Twitter first thing I do when I wake up.
Well, let me work this out. So we've got about. So wake up 11. Do those.
No,
things.
It's not wake up at 11 though, is it?
Quick poo. Then 11:30. Count your money?
Really not.
About 5 to 1, arrive at the radio.
No, also not true, everybody.
And then you know what he does between the hours of 1 and 4 because he's there.
Yeah.
2 minutes past 4.
No, that's not true either.
Leave Radio 1.
This show takes a lot of preparation. Then what? Okay, what do I do for the rest of the day, smarty?
Get teeth whitened.
No.
Well, it depends, because sometimes
you're
what
so
you do...
stereotyping
No, sometimes
me.
What you do is you jump in a car to then go off and DJ somewhere.
Yes.
But on the days you don't do that, you might jump in a car and go to the National Lottery
and
to do that.
When I'm not doing that?
So turn up at National Lottery.
You don't know what I do.
Pose for pictures with audience members at Lottery HQ. Wash.
Wash.
Get washed. There's people there to do that.
Someone to wash me.
Apply more fake tan.
I'm enjoying... Look, you're my friend. You know what I do, really.
And then you pretend to press the button that spins the balls.
Don't even start that, because they will come for you.
Who will?
The lottery people. They take it very seriously.
Drawmaster Matt?
No, he's not there anymore.
Shanfleet MILF?
No, Shanfleet MILF isn't there anymore. It's now... Well, you're going to have to deal
oh,
with...
Oh, you don't know their names?
No, you're going to have to deal with
you
Julie.
You don't know their names?
No, you're going to... I did it on Saturday. You have to deal with Julie.
Julie?
You don't want to deal with Julie. Do you know what I mean?
No.
She'll have you in a headlock.
And then pretty much it's a car home, isn't it?
I'd like to do some more Dear Scots now, actually, because we had some really good emails this week. Many people enjoying your account of what you think my day is like. So thanks for that,
yeah,
mate.
You should let me write your book.
Next.
Dear Scott, to help fuel your recent addiction to how-to vids on YouTube and to assist you as a broadcaster, here are some helpful videos to show you how to pronounce some difficult words. Thesaurus.
Okay, so these are how-to videos on YouTube. Remember, I became obsessed with them for a while. There was one on how to light a gas barbecue and also how to turn on your oven, which were my favourites because I didn't know how to do that. So let's hear Thesaurus from this how-to video which Laura sent me, which I'm watching now.
Thethothith.
Sorry?
Thethothith.
That's Thesaurus. Ready?
That's how you're meant to say it.
Well...
Thothith.
That's why this is what it says on this video.
Thothith.
Thesaurus.
Thothith.
Thothith.
Yeah?
I'm not sure that's right.
I don't know. But it's on a how-to video, so who's the question?
Rendezvous.
Do you want to know how to say that from the how-to video?
To say rendezvous.
Yes.
Randy eats voopus.
That's ridiculous.
I know. That's rendezvous.
Randy ints voopus.
Or you could say...
Randy ints voopus.
Is this a genuine how-to
video? Yes. And I don't know about you, but I think they're doing it wrong. So I wouldn't trust these ones. What about...
Cappuccino.
How would you say that?
Cappuccino.
No, it's...
Campbell-p-p-p-p-p-kane.
This is stupid.
Is this in a different language?
This is stupid. There's something's gone wrong.
Cappuccino.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Any more?
What about...
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Oh, seize the day.
Or...
Crappy dime.
These are ones from Laura. She sent me these videos.
Crampappy dime.
That's carpe diem.
Crampappy dime.
This isn't a teacher, is it? This isn't someone.
I don't know.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, Laura.
Laura, in Pacific Grove, California.
Oh, nice. Oh, exotic. Like that. Yeah, anything else you've got to say to me, then do send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Might get read out soon on Dear Scott. Anything you find like that on the internet, anything that's happened to you and your mates, anything you want to say about the show.
Randians, the Oopus.
Cappuccino.
Campapapipe, linikikikai.
And carpe diem.
Crampappy dime.
Yeah.
There's loads. I've just found loads online. Really? They're all like how to pronounce.
Yeah. It's really good. I don't know why that's funny, but it really is.
Yeah, I can't
work it out, but it's really funny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, real or no real time. For some people, they love like coming home from school or getting through the last hour or so at work just trying to get some points. And you actually learn stuff when the facts are real as well. So the idea is 10 for every one you get right. I'm playing along today because Dan and Phil ain't here. It's time for Real or No Real. What about this?
Oranges used to be called noranges. The name only changed because people kept mishearing the words a norange as an orange.
Do you know what? But it's this kind of thing that, like, the English language develops,
yeah,
on doesn't
that.
It?
Mm. So, norange. That's what oranges used to be called.
I don't
called.
Know if this is really super or if this could genuinely be a one.
But here's the thing, right? I've thought this before. Obviously, oranges have been around for a long time.
But are you about to say what came first, the colour or the orange?
No, I'm about to say, who named it orange?
Yeah, what?
And also, who in other countries named them?
Yeah.
Naranja, or whatever it is.
Right.
In Spanish.
I see what you mean.
Do you know what you mean?
Yeah, so the other language, some of them, I think the French is just l'orange.
Sure.
Which makes sense.
I've just always thought of that, especially about fruit and veg.
Yeah.
That's that's the kind of thing that goes on in my mind.
It's pretty deep for you, that.
Thank you. What do you mean? Oi, what do you mean?
But it's just whenever we have a discussion, let's say we're in the pub, you know, a couple of drinks or something, we don't normally talk sort of deep, meaningful stuff like that.
What do we talk about?
Well, it's generally about lesser things.
Like?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. You try and explain things to me. I try to explain to you that kind of thing.
Right. Okay, well.
But we don't really have an in-depth discussion. I mean, that's quite a fascinating subject.
Well, let's do it more often then.
Well, yeah, let's debate every now and then.
Shall we? Let's have a debate.
Yeah.
Okay. Fives to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't be bothered to reach over.
Okay. I don't know with this one because I've never heard this one. So I think
there's a danger of making yourself look really stupid.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So on that basis, I'm saying no real.
So am I. No real.
That one is real.
Oh, no way. Norange.
Good fact.
That's a brilliant fact. That's what real or no real is made for. Facts like that. You'd go and tell all your friends that now, wouldn't you? I would. Although, having said that, every time I do get to a pub scenario, I can't remember any of them.
It's true.
I can't. But I'm going to write that down. Norange. Norange. And next.
Mary Berry will refuse to eat at a cafe if it has tomato ketchup bottles out on the tables.
Why would she? Because I think that's a good sign, isn't it? I never trust decanted ketchup. Now, I don't want to sound like a...
decanted ketchup.
No, I'm just...
Oh, is
right,
it?
I knew that was going to be the wrong way to put it. No, but what I'm saying
says
here,
he while sipping a mocha.
No, listen. I'm just saying, I love ketchup, right?
Sure.
I have it with everything.
No, but it taints the food.
But
that's
certain
what, that's
ketchup...
That's what Barry would think.
It annoys me when they don't use certain ketchup because it doesn't taste as nice. It's true that. It's true you can tell the difference between... You know, nice ketchup and...
So if it's one of those, like, red squirty bottles on the table?
I don't trust it as much as when they've got the actual bottles out.
Oh, you know? Well, you can see the label.
Yeah.
Okay, but is Mary Berry saying any bottles on the table?
Oh, she doesn't want ketchup anywhere near, does
nah.
she?
No.
I don't think she's... She is a snob, isn't she? I mean, she's a... Well, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Is there something wrong with saying that? No, I just mean she's quite sort of...
Hoity-toity.
Good words, yeah. Yeah, I don't mean snob in any kind of negative way. I
posh.
Just mean a little bit posh, but hoity-toity is a great way to put it.
I'm saying this is real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, sorry, Mary. What? Next.
Occasionally, Hugh Stevens tries to fool the English by pretending he's tweeting in Welsh when he's actually just typing random letters.
No. I always see that and I think, oh, that's good. He speaks Welsh. Well, he is Welsh. But he's bisexual. He's bilingual, isn't he?
Bilingual.
So that's good.
Yeah.
And I do see the Welsh sometimes and go, that's really impressive because it looks cool. But he may be tweeting a load of old nonsense.
Was it you who once did it? I remember thinking, why have they retweeted that? Because you wouldn't know what's... Because Hugh does this fairly often.
And I retweeted him once.
I think you retweeted. I might start doing it as well. Cause
I just enjoy the Welsh.
I'm the first to admit I can't read Welsh. Like, I couldn't write that.
No, but I enjoy looking at it. So that's why I wanted everyone else to see it.
So should we do that from now on? Whenever Hugh tweets.
When he does a bye tweet.
Let's all retweet it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Because he does them a lot. However, I'm saying that he wouldn't pull the wool over our eyes in that fashion. So no real.
Yeah. No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. He wouldn't do fake Welsh. He's a proud Welshman. And next.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's favourite song is I Like the Way You Move by Body Rockers.
That's William and Kate to you.
No.
And just a little clip to remind us of that classic.
I like the way you shake your head. I like the way you like to touch.
A little secret, I did a Radio 1 Mallorca gig once with them. Body Rockers and Westwood.
I thought I'd just about forgotten this song.
And Dave Pearce. What?
I thought I'd just about forgotten this song.
I know. It was massive at the time. But is it William and Kate's favourite song?
I just don't think it is. I think it was still a few years ago, that song.
Yeah.
Do you mean their current favourite song? Come on.
Like maybe it's their all-time favourite.
Their all-time favourite. Well, maybe they met at a disco to this song. Is that how it works with them? How do they meet? Do you know what I mean? I like that the story is this song was playing.
They were at St Andrews University.
They were in Destiny's in Watford.
No, they weren't. Out of every song you choose, though, Body Rockers.
I know, but it's not the kind of song which has a big, deep, meaningful thing. So it must be a moment for them. They were doing something when this song was on.
But it's Body Rockers.
Song.
I like the way you move.
Yeah, so I'm saying it must be.
No.
They must have met whilst this song was playing.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Right, well, go on then. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, come on.
Right, can we? Okay.
How are we where's this coming from?
Let's just remind ourselves of the track again.
I like the way you move.
William and Kate's favourite song of all time, everybody.
I like the way you like to touch.
Of all time.
I like the way you stare so much, but most of all, yeah.
The future King of England's favourite song.
I like the way you move.
Of all time.
What a legend.
Right, I've just been past this. It's true, they requested it specially at their wedding reception. It was the first song on after Ellie Goulding. So tomorrow, get our best bits on this podcast if you can't listen live. But if you can, 1 till 4, BBC Radio 1, a huge amount of lols, and innuendo bingo for you at 1:45.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.